Juliet in August by Diane Warren. Narrated by Cassandra Campbell. Copyright 2012 by Diane Warren. This unabridged audiobook is recorded by arrangement with Amy Einhorn Books, published by G.P. Putnam Sons, a member of Penguin Group USA Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. The Distance. It was the end of August, before the Perry Land and Cattle Company's fall gather, and the ranch cowboys had too much time on their hands. They were standing around the dusty yard watching the horses swat flies with their tails when the young buck, Ivan Dodge, somehow managed to convince one of the older veteran cowboys, Henry Merchant was his name, to meet his challenge of a 100-mile horse race through the dunes and the grasslands of the Little Snake Hills. It wasn't like Henry to act so impulsively, but Ivan Dodge was getting on his nerves with his restless strut and his mouth that never stopped yapping, even in his sleep. Henry figured he could beat him. He figured Ivan Dodge was a rabbit, fast all right, but not smart enough to win. You needed strategy to win a 100-mile race. The Perry cowhands got enthusiastically involved in the pre-race planning. Even the ranch manager, who saw an opportunity to build relations between the ranch and the burgeoning community of homesteaders. They decided on 5 a.m. as a start time, and agreed on the buffalo rubbing stone just north of the settlement of Juliet as the start and finish of the race. This was close to the ranch headquarters, but also close enough to town to create some excitement and attract the local gamblers.